Yusufin Kiden, executive director of a Juba nonprofit, South Sudan National Deaf Children and Youth, says despite challenging facing persons with disabilities, they are determined to participate in the matters of the country. Kiden, who has hearing loss, says as the country prepares for the December general election, deaf communities in the states are not aware of the electoral procedures. She urges government to conduct awareness campaigns to allow persons with disabilities take part in the election, the first to be held in the country.
The deaf in the villages, they don't know how they are going to vote because they don't know how to get the card for voting, and also they don't know how whom they are going to vote, whether they belong to SPLM or they belong to IO. So this is a challenge to us. We really need this to be solved out.
Marol Deng, who is deaf, says the government should involve persons living with disabilities in all the electoral processes. Speaking through an interpreter, Deng says as the election is approaching, government should start informing deaf and visually impaired citizens ahead of time.
They shouldn't really ignore our voices. They should respond to our voices. And as you know, now we are almost soon going for elections. Now what if if election comes in and then it results to war, what will poor disability do? Remember, we have poor physical disabilities, the visual impairment, the deaf. What are we going to do? And also, we don't know anything on election. They really leave us behind. You know, people with disabilities, we are general. We have to be connected. We are all South Sudanese.
27-year-old Jubek John, who has hearing problems, says in addition to an inclusive electoral process, the justice system in South Sudan needs a lot of work. Speaking through an interpreter, John says his access to a fair trial was denied due to lack of an interpreter at the police post. He says three of his colleagues were arrested by the police and sent to prison for 3 years without clear charges in 2020. John says the government should recruit interpreters at all police stations to help deaf people access justice.
Two policemen came to our office that two deaf people are being imprisoned. They have been there for 3 years. But the police and then the lawyer, when they went to communicate in the court with this deaf, it was really hard. They could not access the communication. So what they decided to leave them. And later on, I found out that these three deaf were being taken to the prison because they were just moving around.
The transitional constitution gives people with disabilities all the rights and freedoms under the constitution. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Kampala.